Gini kann da am sagt es gitten da mem gitten am lab gitten das master gitten die gmara kish rab in ich lekt film when his master puts on the tefillin film okay so then he's going to go free now so says blem shim de lema evle asuva it's not because that he wouldn't let him do an isser because the mabar khalein is make a brakha ne make a brakha batal brakha batal and ebenam khoyben it no da soko lulu be shayf be kam mit zasim in pas gemen ze shnosh mabar khos women make brakhas in the number suva Rather, the reason is they end up with Megillah Mitzvah, just simply because they don't usually put on Tefillin. Because not Mitzvah. If he loved the Shachre, and if he wouldn't have freed him, let him on, he wouldn't let them put on. Not because of the Issa, because he just doesn't want to show, him to show that it's a basically free person. This tells him not to begin the Gemara. Okay, this slave, in this situation, he doesn't have any remedy, which is going on the case regarding if he's not his Eved, and then he dies. Like I said, Gufa Lakana, Le Isura de Kabe, and Isura Labre Le Maris. So, Pesh, what does this mean? He has no Dakana, Le Baschem Le Beshivcha, where he's stuck in this situation where he's not an Eved anymore because his mumminess is not there, but he's still not a free person because of the Isur to marry Baschem, so he can't marry either one. So therefore, he has no Dakana, because Leo, like Rashi previously interpreted, on the Lam Tesma Beis, and then Masla Enlet Tekana. So it's in there, but that actually does not seem to be correct over here. Because Ma'am El, the Masla Enlet Tekana, and the Ebisha Barach and Beisar and the Hulu, if a slave they run away from jail, etc. And it goes on to say, we force the master, but he says, he makes him a free person. Now the question is, wait a second, Micah Mash Malon, why do we have to say that? Pshita Kavanas, of course you force him. Because keeping the Asim Shivcha Bas Chayrin, but he's in that limbo state also. Where he's forbidden the shivchin and in the baschorin, commit chesed b'chaz b'chorin. So that itself should be the reason why you crave him, according to this interpretation. That when you say in l'takana, mechin adam b'yishalmi, the hechad amar shechroi, where he tells him to free them. So crave the seyershim. So we force the yershim to free the eved. Shem mitzvah kem deremes. Question is, tevik lei. What do you mean? You don't have to come mitzvah kem deremes. Mishum da asav b'shivcha baschorin. Because simply because in that limbo state where there's no more mammon, but there's still iser. So he's forbidden either one of them. So that itself is it should force the yeshicher. Here, back with the kriyas on the chav dam and bizamim, we say the servant from the holes. I'm after abdias lachers. So if it makes his ebed hefker, it goes off free. But so get shicher and requires a get shicher. Umuukav get shicher echem betruma. Now in that state, when he doesn't get shicher, yet he eats truma. Now, the logic is keeping echem betruma since he eats truma. So it says the shari nami b'shivcha. Actually, it seemed like that actually would be permitted shivcha because we see consider him as an eved. So Rav Lekachner says it appears that actually the inlet tekona this that we say that he doesn't have a remedy. What does that mean? It's mevaschoyin kama just means that just that he can't marry a Jewish woman. I'm a shivcha, so he is permitted the shivcha. Not like the way from Rashi previously that it sounds like okay because he's stuck with neither one. No, he is permitted in a shivcha or just not in a vaschoyin. Like just not the beginning of the gemara. Talk about inlet tekona. So this, yeah, when we said that he needs, not that he can have, but rather it means he needs, but there's no remedy because there's nothing he can do about it. On that, so it's a wonder because the teacher lemi idach Rabbi Yechonon. Why don't you ask from the we're asking Rabbi Yechonon, ask from his other teaching, that when the slave runs away from jail, we say that we force the master to give him a get shecher. So you see that even though that there's no more monetary ownership, that you still see as a remedy to permit the Isser. And below and only that it says I'll cover this up, we force the master, obviously there is a remedy. So that itself should be, we forget about a Mamer. I mean not like the words of a Mamer, we should ask from Rabbi Yochanan himself, from a previous teaching, he tells the wonders why we didn't ask from that. Next says about the beginning of the Gemara, Amar Blashon Shichur Hachinami. Oh yeah, if we're setting the terminology of shichur, then yeah, that it's not a mistake, and then we force the yershim because it is yerusha. So it starts to tell me to wonder because the El Kamar, previously the Gemara said Rabbi Yechonon that Yochanan, if that's the case, the mafka abdim meis, someone makes his eved mehefka and then he dies. Nami yehemish talech b'le get chose to be sent without a get because the abdi kishtei, the eved is like the isha, and just when there's isra that removes her, v'chamashma. And here it sounds like the boy get that you need to have a get. So what is it? Do you get released without a get, the way it is by a woman? Or do you need a get? Shemuel says, maybe previously Asik Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda the Hacha, who he doesn't hold of this teaching. Or Inami, another approach you could say, is Hacha by Gitman Rabban. You're right, it's only rabbinically that we require it, because really, that itself of me mafker and dying is enough. And here also, she's basically making it hefker. So why would the Yershim have to give a get? It's only rabbinically, Shleyemeloi, like the Svara, they shouldn't tell him, Avdi after you're my slave. Because I'm like, come on, like the Gemara says, later on Daf Pei Mem Beis Mem Beis, it says the Maschal Hoyle explains that Lechad Tana, according to one Tana, B'Yitzibir Shevarm, when it's not the Shem Ayin, people, although it does make him free, but they're not going to know that, and they're going to accuse the person of still being a slave. So that's a rabbinic concern. Here also, you're right, it's just a rabbinic concern, but you're right, biblically you don't even need to have a get Shechar.